Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word, and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. There's no need to pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to go back in time and fuck shit up? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, as always, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I'm terrible. I'm doing absolutely revoltingly terrible. Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Great. Perfect. Love that for you.
Well, I'm just like, you know, these people are idiots.
Felicity has decided that in season four, she will be the worst.
She is the stupidest person that ever existed. Thank goodness she doesn't exist, because I would just be like, you are so dumb. Your little noggin is non-existent. Yeah. But Noel's dumb too. And Sean.
Everyone. Megan is the only one.
Might be dumb. Everyone's dumb.
Megan is fine. She's fine. Megan is okay.
She's fine.
But we'll get into it. We're talking about season four, episode 19, The Power of the X. This episode, they really are playing the hits. They're like, we're taking it back now. One take hop this now. Time. Yeah. One it's hop. Like, okay. Yeah. In comes Hannah. In comes Julie. Probably next episode. So that's where we're at with this episode. That being said, I was entertained, you know.
Yeah,
like I complained the entire time I watched this episode because everyone is doing dumb shit, most notably Felicity is doing the dumbest of all the shit.
Yeah,
but yeah, let's get into it. We might as well. Where do you want to start today? Because we have a couple different storylines. We have obviously the biggest Nolan Felicity. We have the Javier audition with Elena stuff. And then of course we have the Sean, Megan, Julie bullshit. Ooh, center.
It's kind of like what pisses me off the least. And it's probably the Javier Elena stuff. Aside from the fact that it's like, once again, we're like, we don't know what to do with these people. Let's just like slap them together.
Why is Elena literally died? She died and we still aren't giving her scenes, and she died and Felicity still doesn't care.
Yeah, I think like it's pretty clear why Tanji Miller is probably like, I don't give a shit about this show, because they treat her like a piece of trash on the sidewalk in New York City. They're so stupid. It's true. Like, I really don't understand. Like, if my best friend died and then I got to go back and spend more time with them, like, you wouldn't catch me paying attention to anybody else. Like, fuck the men. Like, I want to spend every single moment with my best friend, tell them all the things that, like, I couldn't tell them while they're alive. I would even tell you about the grudges that I held about you for years if you died but then came back. But then again, I'd be like, you know what? That's in the past.
Or the future.
Or it's in the future. Oh, I would be like, actually, don't do that annoying thing that you did. It really upset me.
I would be like, hey, Elena, you know that day that you're supposed to be like walking down the street? Maybe make other plans that day so you don't get like hit by a car or whatever the hell.
And we know, like, it's as Megan said, it's the butterfly effect. Like, one thing happens, you avoid trying to hang out with all of your friends. Next thing you know, you run into Hannah. Like, it's every little thing that you do different is like a ripple effect. And that's what's like so fascinating about like time machine theories or butterfly effects. It's just like one little small thing, like a flop of a butterfly wing, could change everything. And that's like what you had to be really, really tricky about. And that's why like it's not a good idea to like go back, because like you can't mastermind, manipulate every single good thing that comes in your life to happen, but every single bad thing in your life to not happen. So I do think it's cute that like we revisit the like Javier acting stuff. Like, I think in the original 17 episodes, Elena did help Javier with his skit, or maybe she didn't. And in this timeline, she's actually being helpful, which is nice, because
Megan before, wasn't it? Because were acting like together.
I really don't know. Like, I do know that they slapped Elena and Javier together, but I really don't care. I didn't really care about the Javier acting storyline before, and I really don't care about it this time. I just wish that we were spending more time with like Elena and Tracy.
I think they couldn't get Donald Faison, but like truly, I wish we would have more time with like the girls group. Like, I loved Girl Gang. Like, can we bring back Girl Gang? They all live together still. Yeah. Like, why can't we have them hanging out more? The one like upside to this Javier auditioning for Man of La Mancha storyline is that we get the dance. Which was iconically bad in the best ways.
Well, I thought it was funny advice. Like, Elena's like, in New York City, you can't just sing, you can't just act, you have to dance too. You have to be a triple threat. And it's like, okay, Elena, like, where did this come from? This sounds like very unlike you. Like, since when are you the person that like even gives a shit? Like, you don't give the time to this.
Sure, but Elena has always been a person who puts her entire being into something. That's she doesn't true. Ever just give 10%, you know? That's she's always true. Giving the full 100. So I think that would naturally be her advice to Javier. But I loved Ben doesn't have time to help out. Ben is too busy actually working at Dean and DeLuca. And so he goes to Elena, who has nothing going on now that she's not marrying Tracy. And so she is going to help him out. He shows her his dance. It's horrible. And she says as much. She's like, I'm wasting my time. You're terrible. You'll never get this audition.
That is very Elena. Actually, yes. That part's very Elena, where she's just like very blunt. I remember in season 1 and 2, when we would have those moments with Elena where she would just like speak her mind. I was like, that was the beginning of like, I just like can't be friends with Elena, because like she treats nothing with kid's gloves. And I'm the type of person that like, unless I'm really asking for it, I can't be treated with bluntness. It scares me and it makes me sad. So that's very Elena. And maybe Javier should give up his dream.
Yeah, but instead Elena is like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I was in a bad mood because Tracy is doing this like missionary trip and blah, blah, blah. So you should go and audition. And then she ends up like working for him at Dean and DeLuca, which also is like, I don't think she's ever worked at a coffee shop a day in her life, but okay. Perfect. Love it. Whatever. That's that storyline, which is so quick and pointless and truly just who cares? Beyond the dance again. I did love the dance. I want to talk next about Sean and Megan because literally I had to ask our friend group. I was like, wait a minute. Weren't Sean and Megan dating at the beginning of this season? Because they had like spent all summer together and blah, blah, blah. Like, what are we talking? Aren't they together? Because the first thing we hear from Sean is like, I've been emailing Julie. I've had her number in my wallet for months. And I'm like, isn't he with Megan? And yes, he is with Megan. Well, to which I say, this is some real fucking bullshit.
Yeah. So from my understanding, they spent the summer together in Switzerland, I think. So
well, this is their second summer together.
I know, but yeah. Didn't they spend, I know that they spent two summers together. I don't remember which summer it was, the Switzerland summer, but long story short.
This one, I think, yeah.
So like you spend the entire summer with her, you're dating her, you're exclusive. So much so in one timeline, you could have married her. But yes, in reality, you're telling me that the whole entire time that was going on, he was also thinking about Julie, which makes Sean the biggest scum bucket that ever lived.
Yeah.
And it makes me question, like, is this why you were like trying to pick fights with her sometimes?
Oh, this is 1000%. Yes. Because, yes.
Like, in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't know if this is right. Like, I kind of like am still thinking about Julie. Like, was he emotionally cheating on Megan the entire time, like with Julie? And I just like, that's so yuck. And I can't believe that, like, assuming, because like he said, like, it's been months I've been messaging her. And then at this point, where we're at this intersection of like Megan and Sean would have been married at that point. Like, it's
right.
Like, he, in both timelines, he would still be talking to Julie in
emails. Because this is months before. Yeah. So he definitely was. And that's, it really sickens me, honestly, because this whole time he has been emailing with Julie, like, wanting to be with her, but obviously she's not local and that's like important to him. But also, let's not forget the fact that he very much kissed Julie in a past season and she was like, no, thank you. He is still like, so you're saying there's a chance? It's like, bitch, there's no chance. Like, this is insane. And on top of all of that, Mr. Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire, like, is fucking $55,000 in debt. Tries to hide it from Megan, tries to be like, we're getting the floors redone. And she knows, because he's a dumbass liar and he sucks at it. She knows that something is wrong. So he won't, the reason he won't tell her the truth and like, and he, and then he gets upset at her, even though he's the one who is terribly in debt and didn't tell her. She thinks she's doing a nice thing and like getting money from her dad to buy back all his stuff, because in her mind, my money's your money. Like, my dad's money's your money. Like, we're together. Yeah. But he doesn't want to take the money because in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm going to break up with you. And so it's like so fucked up. This entire situation is so fucked up because he's behind Megan's back. He's going to Noel being like, I'm going to invite Julie to come here. And he's still with Megan. And my favorite, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. One of my favorite moments this episode was when Sean is like, I've been talking to Julie. And Megan's like, who is Julie?
Julie so was irrelevant to her. Hilarious. It's so weird because, like, I'm just trying to remember how it went in the beginning of the season, because he also owed that much money. And I remember us talking, like, oh my gosh, like, if they're going to get married or if they
were already married. They were already married.
And I don't remember if he wound up ever telling her about the debt, which is crazy if you get married.
I don't think he did because he got the money from Noel, just like in this timeline.
He got the money from Noel, but like, I don't know. And then at this time, I think that like Megan's dad, like disowned Megan, so she couldn't ask for the money from her dad. I might be wrong.
Like, he had said like if she got married, if she stayed married to him, that she wouldn't be getting that money or whatever.
At this point in the season, they would have been already married because it's
Elena's wedding.
Elena's wedding, because they got married at Elena's.
Yeah, they would have already been married, which it's just like, again, Megan is spot on this entire episode because she's basically like, you're the one who's going to be disappointed. Like, you're the one who, you know, because she knows. She's like, I remember when you kissed Julie and Julie came to the girls group and was like, I'm not into it. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows that Julie's not going to go for him. And now he's repeatedly lied to her and just basically been emotionally cheating, you know, being into Julie this entire time. For months now, and she has just done nothing but be supportive. Like, he's mm-hmm. he is the shittiest boyfriend. Like, he said terrible invention ideas, has never gotten a freaking job. Like, just grow up, Sean. Truly. Yeah. Like, I don't understand where he thinks that Julie is going to want to be with him. I don't know where in his, because all well, she said, oh, I need someone like you in my life. Like, that doesn't mean, hey, I want to fuck you.
Well, I know, but that's like literally what I remember. Once again, like, this is what Julie did. Like, she would give enough rope for like Sean to hang himself with. Like, she would intentionally or unintentionally lead him on because she likes the attention. And she likes the fact that he likes her, but she doesn't like the fact, like, she doesn't want to date him. So, like, that's the thing about Julie, is that, like, this bitch just loves the attention. She loves the fact that, like, he's probably listening to her whine and cry about, like, trying to get into the music industry. She's, like, probably, like, telling him all of her feelings, and he's just, like, eating it up. And he thinks that
friends. That's the thing. Like,
it doesn't matter because, like, he, I guess, like, always had that crush on her. And she's, like, always, like, she's always his, like, what if girl. And, like, if he gives her the time of day, then he's, like, a fucking simp. I just think it's crazy that if this was still going on while they were married, it makes me sad, honestly, for Megan, because
she doesn't deserve this.
No, she doesn't deserve it. And it just means that, like, what they had truly wasn't like what we, even though, like, they were a mess, but yeah. The whole thing is like pretty disappointing with Sean. And I just think that the man is trash, honestly.
Yeah, fuck him. Like, he truly sucks. Like, it's really, really disappointing. Megan is nothing but supportive this entire time. And she's even supportive with Felicity, right? Like, I love them having this, like, time travel conversation. Her telling Felicity, like, you have to go to freaking school. Like, hello.
Oh, my God. That, like, was
go to college,
so,
you weirdo.
That was so crazy. She was just like, because Megan was like, don't you have to go to class? And Felicity's like, why?
I graduated.
And
you don't understand time travel, you dumb fuck. I
love Megan's line where she's like, well, I don't know if the school would take time travel credits, but if you magically brought a diploma with you, I guess you're okay. It's just like, so Megan, funny. I don't know if Megan, like, believes her or, like, an ounce of it, but she definitely thinks that Felicity's an idiot.
I think she thinks Felicity believes it, but I don't think she believes that actually. I think she's like, my girl is having a mental breakdown right now.
Yeah, but then, like, once you send your friend away, if that's the case, like, go to the loony bin.
I don't know.
It's time for you to go. Jessica, I got something to tell you. I'm from the future. I'm from the future. I got
it's
so
just
much
ridiculous.
I mean, like, if I said that to you, like, how long would it take you for you to believe me?
I'd immediately call Adam and be like, is Sarah okay? Is she all right over there? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah, what happened? What is she eating lately? You know? Is it the tomatoes she's growing? Oh.
I sent you the picture of my tomatoes.
I saw them. You might have put them on, like, Instagram or something. I saw your tomatoes.
No, I took a different picture today.
Oh, then no, I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I harvested today.
Oh, look at you, Farmer Sarah. She harvested.
I harvested. Wow. How do I share?
Like, that's not how you share. You just turn your camera off.
Why am I such like an old bitch?
How long have we been using StreamYard that you can't, you still don't know how to share? You just need to click. There's a computer with a plus sign in it.
How do I do anything?
Oh my gosh. Well, while you're pulling that up, I do just want to mention I loved Megan's advice of go to Hannah's house and kick her ass. Because we're going to talk about it, but Hannah can suck a bag of dicks. Truly, like... She can leave.
Right oh my now. God. Like, she's crazy.
They all are. Every single last one of these people.
I only
have you figured out the tomato yet? What's happening over there?
You know, I'm like, the only way it's letting me do it is if I share my text messages, and I don't want
don't
like
do
my,
that. Just send me the photo and then I will share it for you.
Thank you.
My
why God. Am I such a fucking grandma?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because it's like, not that hard.
I know. I don't know what was happening because, like, the thing was that, like, it just, like, would let me share my texts. And I'm sorry, babies. Like, I show you guys a lot, but I don't want to show you my text messages.
Yeah, because you're talking shit about me this whole time.
I'm talking shit about you.
Okay. I found, I have the image.
Yeah.
Just wait 1 second and I will yoink it up here. We got some tomats and some peps.
Yeah,
are those jalapenos?
Yeah,
they're huge.
Yeah,
they're no lie, these jalapenos are larger than Sarah's fingers, which I feel like a standard jalapeno is like, I don't know, a lot smaller
they're
than that.
And they're yummy thick. Yeah,
we got some cherry tomatoes.
Yeah,
did you eat them right away? Did you put them on a salad?
No,
you just pop them in your mouth and eat them.
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. Those are some thick ass peppers.
They really are.
Hannah, I mean, like, this was like really interesting. Like, they were going to like a food festival. It kind of looked like one of those Italian food festivals that I've been to in New York, where I had the best mozzarella sticks I'll ever have in my life. Mm-hmm. I think it was called like Joe San, I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter. And like, it's interesting because like Noel and Felicity are hanging out, but they don't want to be around the loft because it's like really, really awkward, understandably so.
Maybe someone should move out at this point. Like, why are Ben and Noel still living together in every timeline?
I don't know.
Is the dumbest shit ever.
I know, you would think. So like, because they've been avoiding like their natural places like Dean and DeLuca or Epstein Bar or wherever, they decide to go to like places that are like out of their neighborhood. And then of course they run into Hannah. Like, every cause has an effect, apparently, like essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and so she's there and she's also jobless, just like Noel. And she needs help with her website. And Noel, being nice, is like, oh, sure, I can help you with your website. Oh, it's so nice seeing you. They hug. Then Felicity, like a maniac, is like, oh, Hannah, let me give you a hug. Like, that's okay, girl, so calm awkward. Down. And here's the thing. Felicity immediately has a mentee bee about this. Like, girl has to play it cool just a little bit, right? Like, you got to, like, calm down a little bit. Because when you start saying things like, this wasn't supposed to happen, like, you sound like a lunatic.
Yeah, it's like, what wasn't supposed to happen? I don't understand. And she was jealous from the beginning. But, like, honestly, rightfully so, because Noel really fell into, like, the Hannah web so easy.
Quickly, like, out of nowhere. He's like, oh, someone I haven't thought about in forever. Oh, my God, Jennifer Garner, you look so freaking hot because you were just on Alias. Like, enough.
But she also, like, threw her whole ass pussy at him.
She led pussy first. She is in this woman. She's like, I was engaged, but it didn't work out. And I've just been thinking of you.
Yeah, she really, like, you would think that, oh, I ran into Noel. She was with Felicity. We kind of broke up because of Felicity. I should probably go away.
Stay the fuck away, bitch.
She was like, you know, you stole my man, I'll steal your man. Why are you fighting over this man? There's like a billion people in New York City. So
upsetting. And this, can I tell you what I know she did? Because they meet at Hannah's apartment, right? Like, that's where he's going to help her out.
Disrespectful. Like, meet in a neutral place, but.
Well, I think it was, I don't know. Like, I guess if I'm giving anybody the benefit of the doubt, it's like they needed Wi-Fi. Did they have free Wi-Fi in the city at this point? I don't know.
Go to the library.
Fair. Very fair. But this is the thing. Can I tell you what I fucking know Hannah did?
What?
When she invited Noel over an hour before, she's like vacuuming, she's cleaning, she's putting on perfume, she's doing an air freshener. You know what else this bitch did? I could see it in her freaking eyes.
But
she's
like,
I want you to guess.
You go.
Guess
no, what I'm gonna say. No, I was okay. gonna. No, I don't know.
I think she baked some fucking cookies.
Wait, I was gonna say that.
Because she was like, I thought you were thinking it. I just, there was that. Sometimes we have that thing, right?
Yeah. I literally was gonna say that. Yes, yeah.
Because she wanted the apartment to smell nice.
Yeah.
Truly, this bitch, she's a man stealer. Because here's the thing, Sarah.
Man stealer, gonna work hard. Nah, let's eat her, but still.
No, but it worked. But here's the thing. Because we're doing it again. Here's the thing. If she didn't already do this one time, maybe I'd be a little more forgiving. Bitch, you had your chance. We did this before. We did this timeline. And it's not like we did this way in the past. It's not because Felicity went back in time. No, we've already been here, girl. Stop it. It's pathetic. It's really sad. And Noel, you suck too. But Hannah, you just look desperate, girl.
It's the desperation for me. Like, honestly, because I mean, like, Noel's hot, but there's, once again, like, a billion other men.
Yeah.
There's a billion other men in the city. Like, I don't know. I just, like, I'm just very surprised by her audacity, but also Noel fell right in it. So it works.
So easily, because he's like, oh, you're a normal person. We have history. And she's like, we have history.
It's like, well, yeah, my alternative is Felicity is a fucking lunatic, and I don't know my future with Zoe yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and so he like tells Felicity that he got the impression that Hannah wants to get back together. And immediately,
at least he was honest with her that.
Yeah, but Felicity's not even happy about that, because she's like, why didn't you tell me last night? Why didn't you tell me last night? Oh, this isn't supposed to be happening. How is this happening again?
That was unfair, because he was probably just trying to process. I think
that's what, like, I thought too.
I thought like a 24-hour period grace period is, I think, like, that's approved.
Especially when that's her reaction, you know? Yeah. Like, she immediately overreacts and she's flipping out, which then Felicity and Noel each go to their own respective friends. So Felicity is talking to Megan about this, and Megan says, go beat that bitch up. And Noel is talking to Sean about this, and is like, Felicity's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, this girl is being so strange ever since like 2 weeks ago.
Also, Noel and Sean in this timeline aren't friends. Like, why would he go to Sean? But whatever.
Well, I think they're friends. Roommates. Adjacent. Well, who's he going to go to? Ben?
Richard.
Like, but Richard doesn't know Felicity like that.
Sean doesn't know Felicity like that.
But at least Sean is in the same living space, so he maybe has witnessed some.
Elena! Duh! Elena!
Obviously, but we can't give Elena any lines!
Last season, Noel and Elena were like besties, so in season three, so he should have gone to Elena.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
But yeah, So this is all, as all this is happening, like, this is just pushing Noel closer and closer and closer to Hannah. She sends her CD to him. He ends up working on her website, which I think that was a bad thing on Noel's part to actually work on the website without telling Felicity.
It's a website. That is the most.
No, but he said he wasn't going to do it. Going to do it. So I think you need to then say you're going to do it. So then she's freaking out and he's like, you're freaking me out. And she's like, okay, Lyle, I won't freak you out anymore.
She's unhinged. She's absolutely insane. I don't know. Like, I think that this is probably the worst thing that she could have done going back.
Well, because Megan's advice is go beat that bitch up. And she decides, I'm going to go there and pretend I want a piano lesson. Girl, do you think Hannah was born yesterday? What the hell do you think? What are you doing?
No.
What are you actually doing?
No, that was so dumb, because like, it lasted like 3 seconds before Hannah was like, okay, what do you really want? And
yeah,
well, okay. So like, this was crazy, because like, I almost like, it's crazy that Felicity went there and did this like pretend thing.
Yeah.
I almost admire her for being like, hey, like, I really, really like him. I really want to give it a shot. Like, is there any way you can work with me here? like, I don't think that that's like a crazy thing to do. Maybe it's like a phone call.
I think the big, in my opinion, email. I think the biggest problem is like going to her place and pretending. You yeah. want, like, I think all, yeah, I think a phone call suffices, or an email, and being like, hey girl, like Noel and I are, I really want to give this a chance with Noel. Like, I really would appreciate if you would just like, let us off a little bit.
Yeah.
And because we all could have predicted exactly what happens, which is, first of all, Felicity saying, I've done a lot to get here. And but like, girl, stop. No one knows you time travel. So just stop it. Just talk like a normal human being.
Yeah.
But we all could have predicted that Hannah was going to turn around and immediately tell Noel that his girlfriend is crazy.
Yeah. I love how Hannah was like, is Felicity dying? Because if she is, like, just she let terminal. Me know. She was like, you can, if she's going to die, like, I'll let you have her, your 30 days with her. And then what is
the,
that,
what's the movie? What's the Mandy Moore movie? A Walk to Remember.
Watch to Remember.
He's like, yeah. She's like, I'll let you walk to remember this girl. And then we'll get together after, like, no big. Yeah.
Let her sing her little song and then we will regroup.
Exactly.
But first, like, you guys to get married so that you can get all of her money and then bring it to me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them. I just...
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
So yeah, Hannah immediately tells Noel, and so he's like, Felicity, why did you go there? Like, are you dying? Are you okay? And he pulls the same ass bullshit he pulled like two seasons ago, which was the I'm confused.
Yeah, it's really it's really a repeat. But then again, I almost don't blame Noel, because like he's dealing with a lunatic. And like, if we compare, like, Hannah is like normal and calm and chill, and Felicity is a manic crazy person.
Hannah is throwing her entire ass pussy at Noel.
Yeah, I don't see any pussy throwing from Felicity. I don't see it.
No, she's too wound up to do that. Yeah,
very well. So, which is like kind of crazy. But then what is even crazier is that pushes Felicity back to Ben.
Oh my God.
And then Noel goes to Hannah, and they're like both like about to hook up on both sides, which was crazy. And I hate Felicity, really, I do, for doing that to Ben, for being like, I'm gonna kiss you, I'm gonna be intimate with you, and then like pulling back. Like, why the fuck are you like, I just feel so bad for this Ben timeline, especially because like, all Ben wants to do is go to school and get an A.
Well, she's really fucking with him, because she goes back to school. She changes her major to pre-med. Her dad to foot the bill.
Coming everywhere from happiness.
Yes. Just wet pants all day, every day.
I will pay your way through school, which is like,
do you need anything else, honey? Yeah, like, do you want anything else?
Felicity's like, this is amazing. In this timeline, I don't have debt. I love that. I'm not poor. I am privileged and rich.
Hell yes, as it should be.
I don't have to fight with Sally Mae.
So she is pre-med. She ends up in the same class as Ben, seemingly taking Trevor's spot because Trevor is gone.
Poor Trevor.
Poor Trevor. Who cares?
Trevor's dad is like,
Why didn't you get into med school? This is that frizzy haired girl again. I'll she get has you.
Curly hair. You can't trust her.
I'll get you.
Oh my gosh.
I was a doctor. My grandfather was a doctor. And your dad was a doctor. And your other dad was a doctor. But you're not.
Everyone was a doctor. So she is so ridiculous. So she is now pre-med. She's in the same class as Ben. And in this timeline, he doesn't have like the support from her to push him or Elena's help. Mm-hmm. Like to push him to do better in class, maybe Trevor, the camaraderie, who knows? He's failing. She's doing well. She, like a psychopath, is like, Ben, I know you can do it. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I mean, he can do it with all the facilities that he had before, like not like a manic depressive episode.
Well, she offers to freaking tutor him, which again, he takes absolutely unhinged.
Well, no, he needs help. You know what?
Sure, crazy? But like, here's the thing, Sarah. Mm-hmm. How do Noel would feel about this? She offers to tutor him before they get in a tiff about Hannah.
I don't know. It doesn't. It truly doesn't matter.
I feel like if she's on Noel's case about the website, then she can't be tutoring her ex-boyfriend.
Well, that's true.
Like, it's not equitable, you know? It's
Ben's
ridiculous.
A sad sack. So she
Ben is bad. Having a sad moment. He's a little depresso
you
boy.
Know what's crazy? The fact that, like, Felicity probably didn't even study, but she studied in her last timeline. So she probably remembers all the shit that she's already.
Oh, she's like, learn. I've already taken this class, bitch. I know.
So like she's cheating. It was the other one was in Palo Alto, but it's like she probably is like, oh, like I'm like on OChem 3. I don't even know if that's a thing. OChem 1 is super easy. I don't need to study. So that's why she's getting A's and not even trying. And then poor Ben, who needs hooked on phonics, is like, I can't do it.
Who needs hooked on phonics? Yeah, exactly. So he's like struggling. She offers to help him out. He eventually does take her up on her offer because he really does need the help. So they go to the lab. They're talking about like covalent bonds and shit, which apparently makes people super horny because they start making out.
Covalent bonds. Covalent bond.
Are you Googling this?
I don't know. So something about atoms. No, atoms, not atom.
I know. Yeah, I was going to make a joke. But it's so stupid. It's so stupid. And on top of that, she then after they're done, like they stop making out and she's like, I came here for Noel. And he's like, no. And like leaves all for this to mean fucking nothing because Noel and Felicity are back together by the end of the episode.
Why are they doing this to me?
Because they fucking hate us.
Why are they punishing me? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I mean, I guess the only thing that really was different this episode is that Sean and Megan are now broken up. Like, that's the thing. That's it. That's the thing.
Megan, girly, like, just get out. I mean, he's such a fucking loser anyway. It's like one of those things where it's just like, you know, your friend is dating a guy and he's such a fucking loser. Right? Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I can't say anything. And then eventually they break up and you're like, oh, thank God, because like you were just too good for him. It's almost like that. Like I would like almost say that to Megan if she was my friend. Like, oh boy, you know what? Like I didn't want to say so much better when you were together, but he was such a fucking loser.
Yeah. Oh, truly. And that's pretty much the episode. And it is such supreme bullshit. Like it is ridiculous. It is stupid. It is idiotic. However, it was pretty entertaining because of the dumbness of everyone, basically.
I just like the whiplash that they gave when they're like, we're together. We're going to hook up with like Hannah and Ben, but then we're not. Like,
yep.
It's just like,
what are we doing?
I don't know. Like I was like, these people are the stupidest people that ever existed. Yeah. And I'm starting to feel bad for Ben again because I don't know. I have a soft spot for him.
I didn't forget he cheated. So
in this one with Avery.
Well, he still cheated with Avery.
I forgot about the Avery.
Who the fuck knows? It doesn't matter. I still am like, this whole situation is dumb. But you know what? Maybe all these idiotic people deserve each other, you know?
That is exactly where I land with a lot of shows.
Yeah.
That is exactly where I land. I'm just like, you know, they deserve each other. They deserve each other. And bark, bark.
I really do. Yeah. Yeah. I got a goose. Oh, it's always Goose. Rupert is mostly a silent dog.
You know what I have to say? Shut the fuck up, Goose.
Yeah. Did you hear that? You need to stop.
You got nothing good to say. Unless he has something
to say. He has literally nothing to say. He just doesn't want me at this desk. Do you know what? You can hang out with your dad. Go hang out with dad. Go.
He won't do that.
No, he won't. He doesn't listen.
I thought that you weren't even his favorite. Why is he hanging out with you?
I've become his favorite somehow.
Uh-oh.
I have become his favorite, and I don't know when that happened, but he is now mommy's boy. And the problem is we have two mommy's boys in this household, and it's not okay.
That's not good. That's the whole reason why you got Goose.
Well, it's not the whole reason.
That's the whole reason. You were throwing him a bone.
Literally. Go away, Goose. Anyway, I apologize to all the listeners out there, but he's being a demon.
It's what? Like, they have, like, they're like demanding more Felicity coverage. Like, they can't.
Like, this episode really needs.
They're
more.
Like, we need you to talk more about fucking Felicity. How dare you talk like 1 second to the dog?
Yeah. We should give out a point this episode. Megan. And I think we should. Thank you. Exactly. Right exactly in my brain. Megan is the only person who ever deserves a point. So that's who's getting it. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to get into some feedback from the amazing listeners we have? Yeah, incredible. Yeah. Let's hear what DBK has to say today.
What up, though, ladies? All right. Let's get a couple things out of the way from last episode. My apologies to Todd the librarian. I do not know why I was confusing you with Tom Palmer. My apologies, Todd. Secondly, obviously Ben's a cheater. We all know he fucked Jenna in that motel long ago. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, the people of color thing. Javier's here, guys, so there's two on this show. That's more true than on Buffy. But, you know, we don't ever want to ever talk about that on the Buffy podcast. And also, yes, Megan is far...
Pause now. Okay, hold on. I'm pausing. Yes.
Excuse me. We did talk about it on our last Buffy podcast, so...
He may have sent this in before that came out.
Okay. All
right. But either way, we did talk about it, and it sucks. It's the reality of, I feel like it's a complaint we make on essentially every 90s show we cover, because it is usually always a problem. Unless it is like a show that is only people of color, like your Fresh Princes, like, you know, those shows obviously are fine. But
that's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, we did mention on the most recent Buffy podcast because of Angel and the fact that they now have a single person of color on that show.
But not on Buffy. Yeah. So like that's
still not on Buffy. No, still not on Buffy, which is again a problem.
Oh, Mr. Trixie.
Sure, he's not main cast. Like no. He was killed off too, like much quicker we thought.
Look, I'm just trying.
No, we're trying. We're grasping at non-existent straws. Yeah. Okay, let's continue with DBK's message.
Better witch than Willow. You guys should say that on the other podcast. Okay, into this episode. Let's see. We get the little side plot with Elena. That's like a nothing burger, but it's kind of funny stuff. And then I'm sure you guys aren't going to like love the whole Noel and Felicity kissing other people. But it's like funny stuff. I like Noel being freaked out by Felicity and like her, like this is not how it's supposed to go because she knows how things are supposed to go. I'm curious if you're going to say that Ben had ulterior motives for asking Felicity to go study, because of course, Ben could never have ulterior motives. But of course, I know Noel had all kinds of ulterior motives for hanging out with Hannah. So,
I'm pausing again.
It's because we think that Ben is stupid and we think that Noel is smarter, as in like more of a master manipulator. I just like don't think that Ben has like, you know, like any two brain cells to rub together to like do like a big brained like 10-step plan is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both idiots, like truly. Like I think they both are dumb. And Noel is seemingly getting pushed away by Felicity being a lunatic, but also Noel, like, what are you doing? Like, how can you not expect Felicity to not get upset when this has happened before with the exact same person? Like, I would be paranoid as well. Maybe not again, a little bit off her rocker, like Felicity is, like losing her minds a little bit because she time traveled and who knows what that did to her brain cells. But anyway, let's finish out TBK's message.
Let the fun times begin, guys. And then, last things last. This is what we want for Sean and Megan. We wanted them to break up for stupid, because stupid freaking Julie Emmerich might show up. Who wanted this? Nobody. Why is Julie here?
Julie.
Julie sucks. And like, just for the record, she only keeps in contact with Sean so she can keep him on the hook and then break his heart if she does show up. Oh, okay. Awesome. Can't wait to see that. Till next week, ladies. Peace.
This is secretly why DBK actually hates Julius, because she's going to come in and be a little homewrecker and ruin. But here's my argument, DBK. It's Sean that's doing the homewrecking, not Julie.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point.
Let's blame the guy who's in the relationship. Oh, I hate Sean. They really ruined him for me, honestly, Sarah, because we were tickled by him early on. We thought his inventions were so fun. Yeah. We were really in on Sean and Megan as a couple until the show was like, we're just going to make them fight all the time and then have Sean want to be in love with someone else.
Sean's slope was directly like a plunge downward.
It was real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. So yeah, that's what DBK has to say. Let's check in with Temi.
Hi, ladies. Fasten your seatbelts. Felicity already took Okem with Elena. Felicity, girl, right. You just gonna stand there while Hannah makes moves on your man? If it was me, I would have pushed her down and blamed it on a wind gust or claimed someone pushed me from behind and it was an accident. Hannah is basically saying you should definitely call me so we can set up getting it in. The audacity of Hannah's brazenness. What did you think about that exchange, Sarah? Actually, wait a minute. Weren't Scott Foley and Jennifer Gardner married at this time?
Yeah.
Thinking to the future, which is, of course is now the past. Don't you think Scott Foley would have been a little frustrated with Jennifer's career rise? Is that why they broke up? Hold on, I'm going to check what the AI on Google says. Hold on, I'm going to text Adam and see what he thinks. Hold on, Jess, you bitch! The color's pink, not gray!
Oh, no.
While I'm waiting for Adam, indulge your senses and soften your skin with Caress Moisturizing Body Wash. The moisturizing lather and wonderful fragrances pamper your senses, leaving your skin feeling silky soft. Caress is an indulgence you can enjoy every day.
Stop!
Before you dress, caress! I think we're liking the idea of pushing Hannah down. But if Noel pushed Hannah down, it would be wrong. Just wanted to point that out. Someone should push Julie down.
Oh!
I was thinking that all of your work on the test is right, but you wrote the wrong answers. You don't have to dumb yourself down to get a girl to like you and help you. So that's me, Tina Fey's character Mean Girls, corny reference, adaptation from the same TV shows and movies is on brand for me. So that was wild.
Wow.
The question is, what were some of the activities you did with your girl posse from middle school through college? Incredible. Oh. Have a good one. Bye.
I loved the Caress throwback.
Well, yeah, a couple of throwbacks.
Truly. And that one was the what was the pink and gray? Was that the color of the walls or something? Was there something with the color of the walls?
I don't remember. But
it was definitely you getting mad at me about a color thing.
Well, yeah, because your colors, you can't see. You can't see colors.
I mean, your walls look like grayish. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. So
okay, nailed it.
Jess, how many people were in your girl posse?
Let me see. I'll do first names, and I'm gonna count them out as we go.
First names, okay.
You get first names. It's not gonna be surprising what their names are because we're from a certain generation.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a Brittany. We had an Ashley.
Oh my God. I was going to say Brittany, Ashley. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a Brittany. We had an Ashley. We had a Kaylee. We had a Carrie. We had a Maddie.
Wow. You're
a Heather.
It's big.
I think I would guess. So I have six currently. Melissa. There was a Melissa.
Who do you still talk to?
Oh, none of them. I think we're at like 7 or 8. That's a middle school era is where we're at with that. Yeah. Like it's probably 7, 8.
What did you do with your girl gang?
So if we were hanging out at one another's house, like Melissa's house, she had a trampoline. So we would often go on the trampoline. Mm-hmm. Brittany's house, we would, when we were really little, but this is more elementary school. We do a lot of MASH in general. But if we were going out somewhere, it would probably be to like the mall. Like one year we all did a mall Santa photo together.
Oh, that's cute.
We did a lot of photo booths. I have so many photo booth pictures from times with my friends when I was like a teenager. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we didn't do anything like that exciting. Like it, where I grew up, it wasn't like you could just walk down the street and have access to like a mall and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, like it was a bit more rural than that. So when we were hanging out, it often was just at each other's houses.
Yeah.
But what about you?
A lot of the same thing with you, going to the mall. Mm-hmm. We would go to each other's houses. One of my friends had a pool.
Same.
In the summer, we would go like swim in the pool. We watched a lot of Friends. I had a camcorder at one point.
I was just going to ask if you made movies, because we did too. We made movies all the time.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Jess and I kind of grew up like around the same time. So I would like, I'm not surprised. I mean, there were times where we would like walk into town and just like wander. There was like points where like, I don't know, one of my friends would like, we would like hang out with like a couple of like skater boys type things.
Oh.
And like she would like smoke cigarettes like by the train tracks.
Damn.
Stuff. And then like I would try it, but not really.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean like that's like pretty much it. In high school, I didn't like really go to parties. But there was an occasional party once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I really didn't either. Like my friends and I would do like sleepovers at each other's houses.
Sleepovers, but we really were in movies.
Lots of movies. Because that was when I went through like a scary movie era, where I watched a lot of scary movies because my friends were into them, even though I was not into them. Mm-hmm. But I would watch them with my friends. But mm-hmm. yeah. That was about it though. I mean, we had pretty tame childhood, I would say.
Just like suburban life. Yeah.
It's very suburban. Yeah. Rural suburban, especially because my school, district was very wide geographically. So like I was on one end of it and my friend Melissa, who was kind of at the other end, I had to drive like 25 minutes to get to her house. Like it was not close by. So anyway, we also got an email from Jamie. Jamie says, was it just me or was this episode literally a copy and paste of the season one episode of The Fugue with Ben in the place of Eli, with the twist of Felicity stopping this time instead of going all the way?
Interesting.
So question, ladies, who had the hotter makeout session, Felicity and Ben in the lab or Hannah and Noel?
I mean, like, I want to say Hannah and Noel, but that might just be because Noel was involved.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like when we're taking into account both people, I would probably go Felicity and Noel. Although I will say Felicity and Ben. I will say Noel and Hannah got to the bed before they called it quits. They were like, whoopsies, one step away from Pound Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jamie does say for her, it was Felicity and Ben, hands down.
Mm.
Noel said something in this episode that really bugged me. He told Felicity she was supposed to wait for him like he waited for her.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree with that. Is this even true? If memory serves me correctly, Noel dated Ruby, married Natalie, stalked Tyra Banks, and even had sex with that crazy bitch Avery. Does this constitute as waiting for her? And even if it did, it was Noel's decision to do so. Felicity never asked him to do that. This has always been my big issue with Noel. Whenever he gets the opportunity to be with Felicity, he becomes wishy-washy and always ends up stumbling, like in the season two mid-season finale portraits, when Felicity told Noel she wanted to date him again, yet he chose to pursue things with Ruby instead. Or even after they slept together at the beginning of the season, instead of telling her how he feels or that he wanted to be with her, he said he was cool with them just forgetting it happened. I think Noel is in love with the idea or fantasy of Felicity, which is why I think he always ends up sabotaging his chances with her. While I think it's stupid, Felicity went to see, at the very least, she is actually fighting for him this time. As angry as I am at Ben for all the Claire stuff, I was totally rooting for Felicity to fuck him in the lab just so Noel can lose out again.
Yeah, that tracks for you, Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie, I appreciate that you have the receipts of everything Noel has done and all the wrongs he's committed. As a teen Benner, even though I have his name crossed out on my graphic, I do appreciate this because you are so positively right. What waiting has Noel done? And when did fucking Felicity ever ask you to wait? Never. Never. This is just the cold, hard truth.
That's true. That is true.
So, continuing on, other random thoughts on the episode. Felicity is a much better person than I am for wanting to help Ben with his pre-med stuff. While I was rooting for him to fuck him in the lab just to piss off Noel, no way would I feel bad for him after what he did with Claire. I would be all for letting him ruin his career, but I'm a petty bitch.
Who's Claire?
The one he fought in the future. Who was always around, apparently.
I don't see her. That's what they should have done. They should have like put her in like these episodes. I mean, like, see, she was.
Yeah, she was there the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to fuck with us.
Who the fuck is Claire? Yeah. I don't remember.
Also, Sean is a total idiot if he thinks he has a chance in hell with Julie. I believe when he told her in season two that he was madly and passionately in love with her, she responded by making out with Noel. The anger I felt over, I forgot she made out with Noel. The anger I felt over him dumping Megan when she is the far superior one in that relationship. I guess we can all expect to see Julie in one of the upcoming episodes. And there are three vomit emojis from Julie there, Jamie there, and about Julie. Yeah.
Truly. Oh, don't insult her like that.
Listen, I was looking at the name Julie in the sentence literally I just read. Oh my God. Sorry, Jamie.
She's going to jump off a cliff now.
One last thing before I go. In last week's podcast, one of you asked if the reason they did time travel was to erase all the season four stuff due to poor fan response. While I don't have an answer, I don't think that's the case, as 2002 was a pre-social media world. It would have been harder to know what the fans felt about things. While I don't know the overall feelings of season four, most people I know who have watched Felicity and what I've seen online, most seem to prefer the episode 17 finale in comparison to whatever they end up doing at the end of the season. That's very interesting context to have, and I look forward to seeing what kind of unhinged bullshit they throw at us at the end of the show. Thank you so much, Jamie, for writing in and coming with the receipts. As a fellow team Banner, I always appreciate your staunch hate and dislike of Noel.
There's an X there that is permanent, so I don't know what you're saying.
How do you know it's permanent? It could be dry erase. You don't know.
I do know because I see you switch it out every 3 seconds.
Yeah, but I could wipe it off and then.
No, you're not doing that.
I'm really not doing that. It's definitely Sharpie. Yeah. Who has time for that? Not me. So that's our episode. Can I tell you the title for the next episode? Which FYI. To what? Everyone who sends in feedback, we apologize. We are pre-recording a bit. Sarah is going away.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going on recording
vacation. Yeah,
we are recording literally tomorrow. So if you send in feedback, unfortunately, we will not get it until the following episode. But feel free to send in your thoughts. We love to hear them. So season four, episode 20, 420, is Spin the Bottle. And like, they're in college. So what are we doing here is my question.
We saw in Buffy. We saw they were spinning the bottle in Buffy. So
unhinged behavior, like I said on there. But we're not gonna be alone, of course. We're gonna have guests for the final two podcasts. Well, two of three. We're gonna have a wrap up all by ourselves, but we're gonna have guests the next 2 weeks. So Lindy will be joining us for Spin the Bottle. And I'm really excited to hear Lindy's thoughts because she binged this show. So she moved ahead of us, but this is all new territory for her in terms of Felicity. So I really can't wait to hear what Lindy has to say about the time jump and all that, or the flashback or time travel, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else you have going on, Sarah? Anything you want to tell people about? Or
no?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you watch the show The Summer I Turned Pretty on the Prime show?
No. Should I?
I think you would like it.
Yeah.
Because it's very like teen coming of age romance thing, but I do think you may hate the main character. But I'd be very interested if you do check it out. There's books associated with it. The reason I ask is because I I've read the first. I needed like a very light, easy breezy read because I'm currently reading a very chonky book. And so I read the first one and now I'm listening to the second audiobook because it's like literally 6 hours. Like it's so small.
Yeah,
the show is on its third season. But I'm just very interested in which team you're on, which like which romance you support.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're going to be opposites.
Yeah, maybe I'll listen to it on my way up to Wisconsin so I don't have to listen to Adam's crusty, dusty old man podcast.
What can I, what are they like political? Are they sports?
Some of them are political. Some of them are, I mean, he listens to Acquired, which I do like, but some of the episodes are boring if the subject is not interesting.
Okay.
He listens to like gambling podcasts. Like
that sounds horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes he listens to a lot of sports podcasts.
And he puts those on in the car with you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because some, like, I'm number one. I feel like I am like a permanent passenger princess. Like, I'm very lucky in that regard. Like, unless like we're driving like 10 hours, of course I'll drive or something. But so I just like, you know, he could put it on whatever. Like I usually like space out, but maybe I'll listen to the audiobook on the way up.
Yeah, there's, I think the first one might be even shorter. The second one is 6 hours. I don't know how long the third one is, but anyway, I'm very curious to hear who you want because I feel very, very strongly about this. And I don't know that I haven't Googled because I'm not up to date on the episodes, nor have I read the third book. So I don't want to be spoiled, but like, I have an assumption about where I think the audience is, and I think I am on the opposite.
All right, let's go on the Libby app. Maybe Libby. How many times can I?
But the thing is, because the third season just came out, it may be like backlogged because you know how people get.
The summer
I turned pretty is the first one.
Summer.
But yeah, if you're looking for a good like coming of age story, I will say, because we get on these shows' cases, there are a few people of color, one of the main characters, Asian American. So, you know, love to see that truly. And the writer is, I believe, Asian American. Jenny Han, I think is her name. Mm. So love to see that. Love to see the representation in the casting as well. And they're all gorgeous people. Like literally every single person on that show is absolutely stunning. And it's like very beachy vibes. That's why I also think you'd like it, because it's all about like they go away to the summer house every single summer and there's two brothers and like which one does she want to be with? You know what I mean? Like it's a
story about brothers.
There are brothers. There's an older brother named Conrad and there's a younger brother named Jeremiah.
Ew.
Okay. So yeah, check that out.
Yeah, you're anyway. Right. It's not avail immediately.
I knew it.
Well, that's annoying.
Whenever you can. I do think you'd like it. But yeah, that's about everything. So yeah, we'll be recording with Lindy for the next episode. And then we're covering the final two episodes in one podcast. So that'll be very exciting. We're nearly done here with Felicity. Anything else you want to say, Sarah, before we get the heck on out of here?
No, but thank you.
Okay, we'll be back next week with season 4, episode 20, Spin the Bottle. And until then, everyone, have a good one. Bye. Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught
me. Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply. Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.